This is Newsroom Robots, the podcast where we explore the intersection of artificial intelligence and the news industry. I'm Nikita Roy, data scientist, media entrepreneur, and one of the many founders currently building their ventures at the Harvard Innovation Labs. On the Newsroom Robots, I'm excited to bring you insightful conversations with industry experts about how AI is impacting the way we do journalism. Today, I'm excited to bring back a returning guest, Florent Daudens. Last time we spoke, Florent was leading AI integration at Canada's national public broadcaster, Radio Canada, as the director of news gathering. Now, he's stepped into the tech world as the press lead at Hugging Face, one of the most influential platforms in open source AI. In this episode, Florent and I discuss the growing importance of open source AI, the environmental cost of AI tools, the role of AI agents in newsrooms, and even what the future of news apps could look like. Hi, Florent. Welcome back to Newsroom Robots.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Well, last time we spoke on the podcast, you were in a completely different role at Radio Canada, and you were leading AI literacy efforts there. And now you're in a completely different role at Hugging Face in the tech industry as the press lead. I am so excited to get into that transition, that move that you've had. But also, what is Hugging Face? Tell us about the company. It has a huge space in the open source AI movement, but I think a lot of people are still getting familiar to that and the unique name that it has.
Yeah, it's a quite a fun name. You know, the best way to explain what Hugging Face is basically it's the community of AI. So we often have this analogy of it's a library or it's the GitHub of AI. Basically, we have 7 million users. And on a daily basis, they can make use of more than 1.5 million models, hundreds of thousands of data sets, and also what we call spaces, which are basically, you know, AI apps. So, for example, if you're looking for an easy to use transcription tool that you want to run in your browser without having to install anything on your computer, you can type like transcription tool and you will find a demo with a Whisper Large, for example, which is one of the most powerful models to run on your computer. And then you'll be able to transcribe it confidentially on your computer, but with our infrastructure. So basically, it's like, I would say the epicenter of open source AI.
Yeah. And as you said, 1.5 million models that are out there. And I think a lot of people, when they think about AI, are only thinking about ChatGPT or Claude's Anthropic or Google's Gemini. But there are so many models that are out there. And I think for people who are not very familiar with open source AI, can you talk about what that ecosystem's like?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it's interesting because, you know, every development of ChatGPT or Claude and so on are based on open source because the overall architecture is basically transformers. So it's a foundational layer of AI. And Hugging Face has been really transformational in this because we basically adapted transformers at the beginning of Hugging Face.
Can you describe what transformers is for our audience as well?
Yes, absolutely. So transformers basically takes care of every technical aspect that you need to be able to converse basically with a model with your own words. So there's a lot going on behind the scene, like tokenization and so on. So transformers takes care of this. And it evolves to have what we call, for example, pipelines. So you can have a specific task. Let's say you want to do some image classification. So you will call the pipeline from transformers and you will select the model that you want to use. So for image classification, you can have several thousand of them. And you'll be like, oh, for my use task, I think this one is the best one because, you know, it's small or it's adapted to my language or whatever. And so you select this model and then you can basically you call the model with the pipeline, you have your image and it will output the result. So it makes AI very easy to use and really simpler that if you need to code everything from scratch. So it's really powerful in that regard. You know, basically Hugging Face, as every big AI developer. For example, OpenAI is on the platform with Whisper and ClipVIT. Meta is there with Llama, Mistral, DeepSeek, and so on. So you have plenty of big labs who are basically hosting and sharing their models with the community. From there, the community will adapt, fine-tune, develop, or push further the models. So for example, for DeepSeek, the last time I checked, we had probably 2,000 models built on top of DeepSeek R1, which was, you know, a model that we talked a lot about because it was really groundbreaking in terms of the reasoning capacities. And so you have this stack of big models, and you also have plenty of smaller but task-oriented models. So for example, if you want to build a tool for retrieving your database. So let's say you are a news company, you have a search engine, but you want to improve it with conversational AI. Well, you can plug your database of content to a chatbot, basically. But to improve the results, you would need to do what we call embeddings. So without going to the technical complexities, it will build a mathematical representation of your database so that the LLM will be able to, the model will be able to retrieve information with more accuracy. And we have a lot of embedding models that you can use. They can be multilingual. They can come in different sizes. So you really have to choose how you want to run this model, etc. So there are plenty of specific use cases that you can build with Hugging Face, basically by choosing the best model. And one important thing is that with open source, we really put the emphasis on being able to evaluate the models without the marketing fluff, basically. So you are able to have leaderboards who will tell you we were able to perform this evaluation in a transparent and reproducible manner. So for example, for embedding, we have a leaderboard that is widely used, and you can compare different embedding models to find the best one.
Yeah, and with open source AI, everything is basically public. The models, the weights, you can tune it, you can run it locally, unlike the